Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Fabian Gafka. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. There goes Dean. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Farrell catches it and throws to third to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gafka. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 0 for 1 in the game. Gafka hits a line drive into center field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Farrell moves to third. Gafka moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell scores. Gafka moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cronin scores. Fox moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. George Turbeville now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for George Turbeville. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gafka. Moses reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gafka takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. he's got two RBIs. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Gavka moves to second. Len Nelson now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gavka moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada is walked intentionally. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gavka scores. Doerr scores. Almada moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Fabian Gavka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gavka is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gavka takes first base on ball four. Farrell moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brucker for a passed ball. Kramer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Len Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Nelson moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Nelson moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafka is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gafka hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Gafka reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gafka scores. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 15-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ace Parker pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-5, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.